local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, welcome back. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You can also check us out on 95.3 and online at newsradio923.com and download our mobile app. You can also talk to your smart speaker and say, hey, you know who, because I don't want to say it because it'll probably beep somewhere here in the room, or it'll maybe do it at your house too. Actually, let's just go ahead and do it. Hey, Alexa, play News Radio 92.3. Say if you're listening. Anyway, there is... our next traffic update coming up in a couple of minutes. We've also got to give you an update on potential tropical cyclone 4. We'll give you an update on that as well. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories. The Secret Service is providing an update on the internal investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe called the incident a failure and promised accountability within the agency. He also told reporters today Trump's security detail didn't know the shooter was on the building with a gun until he opened fire. Oh, boy. Kamala Harris now has enough delegate votes to be the Democratic presidential nominee. There was a roll call, virtual roll call vote today, and she crossed the threshold of delegates needed. She'll officially accept the nomination next week. And more than 397,000 acres have been burned in the Northern California as the largest active wildfire in the U.S. rages on. So far, the Park Fire, which is what it's called, the Park Fire, is only 24% contained. 530 structures have been destroyed by the fire, and another 6,700 are being threatened. Luckily, no deaths nor injuries have occurred. In local headlines, State Senator Doug Broxson was congratulated on 14 years of public service at yesterday's Escambia Board of Commissioners meeting. His second term on the Florida Senate ends this November, and he served in the Florida House from 2012 to 2016. Fellow legislator Alex Andrade and Pensacola businessman Collier Merrill were in attendance for the ceremony as well.
And man, you could not have timed that better, because it was 6:15 on the dot, right as you said, ceremony. That was perfect. All right,
I'm good.
Yeah, we're pros
for a while.
All righty, our first quick check of the roads and weather brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? You can get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. All right, looking at the roads here. Hopefully, I won't have much to report on. It appears like I won't. We do have some backup still, very minor though, on I-10 if you're traveling west. Bound towards Palafox Street. Maybe also have some backups on Mobile Highway, particularly near the intersection with Fairfield Drive. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory going a little bit further into tonight with a low of 81 and a 20% chance of thunderstorms. As we get into tomorrow, we're going to hit another heat advisory. Your high is going to be 94, and thunderstorm chances are going to range anywhere from 30 to 60% throughout the day. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Well, we got a chance of storms next week, of course, because of the storm that's coming into the Gulf. But right now the weather's looking great, except we're under a heat advisory, and now water safety officials are stressing that beachgoers need to watch out for the heat. Lifeguards have been reportedly handling several people with heat injuries over the past few days. Also, another thing to look for are sea nettles, jellyfish that that pack quite a punch with their sting. So you've got green and purple flags flying today. The purple flags means that there's jellyfish or some sort of stinging,
marine
life that's out there. Marine life, yeah, there you go. Stinging marine life that's out there. So you have green flags, but also the purple flags mean that those sea nettle jellyfish are out there as well. I like stickers. Let's go over to tell us about the Olympic swimmer situation.
Well, luckily, we do have an update to this, and it's a positive one. A former Olympic swimmer was in the right place at the right time, saving a teenager's life near Crab Island this week. Happened Wednesday on Choctawhatchee Bay. Cleet and Lindsay Keller were on their honeymoon when they witnessed a jet ski accident. That's when Cleet, the former swimmer, jumped into action, swimming to the young man who was motionless in the water. The teen was given CPR on the water until he opened his eyes and began moving again. The teen has since been identified as Camden Cooper of Navarre, and he has since been able to meet his rescuers. So that's a very wholesome update to that story there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Got a text here. Bobby, I heard you were in New York for a couple of years. Is the pizza really that good? Is there a difference? Just a thought. Stop playing. Like, it's beyond amazing. It's like, even in, I was in upstate New York, and my brother lives in Manhattan. So actually lives in Harlem now, which I guess is part of Manhattan, but whatever. And so every time I go up there, it's like, I have to have pizza. I don't care if I'm on a diet. It doesn't matter. Like, I got to have the pizza. It's so freaking good. I don't know why the pizza up there is better. And it's not just New York. Like, I was in Philadelphia recently, and even in Philly, the pizza was better in Philly than it is down here. It's better than it was in Tennessee growing up. It's better than Chicago. It doesn't matter. Like, Andrew McKay and I were in Milwaukee, you know, a month ago for the RNC. We went and got pizza. Not the same. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it tastes different, but it just tastes different. It's so much better. Now you're making me crave New York pizza. I got to see if there's any flights this weekend to go to New York.
Man, flights this week to go to New York for pizza. That's must be nice. That's crazy.
I mean, I would really just do see to my brother, but and if I'm going to see my brother, I'm going to go get pizza too. Now you may be craving New York pizza. That's all I'm saying. It's good stuff. It's worth it. All right. You got me sidetracked talking about New York pizza. A Pensacola man has been arrested for a homicide that took place at Forest Creek Apartments last June. Tyrell Griffin, 25 years old, is charged with second-degree murder for the altercation that saw a man get hit with gunfire not intended for him before he died at the hospital. According to WEAR, Tyrell Griffin fled into the water near the Navy Point Bridge before being captured yesterday.
My goodness. It's about 6:19. You want to tackle the tropics now, Bobby, or give it a minute?
No, let's do it when we come back, yeah.
All righty. We'll take a quick break when we return. As I just said, we'll take a look at the tropics, and we'll tackle some state and maybe, if there's time, a couple national headlines before our Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tell Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell & Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about more drama, as always, in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the Transgressors Memorial Service, talked about the prisoner swap with Russia, interviewed the commanding officer of the USS McCool that's going to come commission here in about a month, a amphibious landing dock, amazing boat, got to see it in Pascagoula, and meet your tenant commands. 15,000 sailors and Marines go through the Naval Air Technical Training Center every year. What for? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Bob, 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 Ran. Bob, 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 Ran. Oh, Bob, Bob.
On. A little Bob Rand going on right now. It is Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up in about a minute, we've got your next update for traffic as well as weather, and then we'll get into your update on the tropics. The 10th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival is Saturday, October 12th. The Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, supported by thousands of spectators competing for bragging rights. The race has started at 8 o'clock on Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park. Enter a team or become a sponsor now. Go to our website, newsradio923.com. Let's go ahead and get our traffic updates here.
Alrighty, let's see what we got. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Thank goodness, it's been a pretty hectic evening at times. We do have an accident report here. This is going to be closer to downtown at the intersection of Cervantes and E Street. It doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups, though. But we'll nonetheless keep an eye on it. But yeah, outside of that, not too much going on. As for the weather, it's going to be 87 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a low of 81 tonight with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. And as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 94, another heat advisory lingering around with a chances of thunderstorms also lingering, getting as high as 60%. So looks like it's going to be a humid and rainy Saturday, or at least for the first half of your weekend. For Sunday, though, it looks like the high is also going to be 94 with similar chances of showers. So, yeah, the entirety of the weekend, hot, maybe rainy. Bobby?
Potential tropical cyclone 4 is right over Cuba right now, about the center of Cuba, and it's still working its way west-northwest at 14 knots or 16 miles an hour. And it has an 8% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, 90% chance of formation over the next 7 days. And it's potential tropical cyclone 4, but when it does become a tropical depression, it will be named Debbie. And now we finally have the cone of uncertainty. And the cone shows that sometime early morning or midday tomorrow, the storm will become a tropical storm Debbie, and then it'll become tropical depression Debbie, sorry. Then it will cross over the Keys, continually heading west-northwest, and then as it gets into the Gulf just a little bit, it's going to turn northeast, and it's going to go just north of Tampa-St. Petersburg area. In fact, the eye of the storm right now is looking to go over Gainesville, and then it'll cross over Jacksonville. By the time it makes landfall, it is expected to be a tropical storm. But that is going to affect, like I said, north of Tampa. Could affect Tampa area, obviously, as well. And then Gainesville, Jacksonville, and it'll go right along the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. So we will probably get rain from the outer bands, but we're not going to get all the wind and stuff like that. So we're spared once again. Tampa, not so much. And with that, Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for 54 out of the 67 counties in the state, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties.
Also, you're going to want to keep an eye out for any price gouging scams that could be happening. It's always a concern when we get to some of these severe storms in the area. You can call Florida's price gouging hotline. It's been activated ahead of the approaching tropical system. And, of course, this is going to protect items such as food, gasoline, and hotel rooms. If you do see a suspected price gouging scam, you can report it to the Attorney General's office online at myfloridalegal.com, or you can call the hotline itself at 866-9-NO-SCAM. Again, that is 866-9-NO-SCAM.
Florida's largest property insurance carrier wants to raise rates again. Citizens Property Insurance has asked the regulators, state regulators, to approve a rate hike. This would increase it to more than 13%. The carrier is backed by the state of Florida. That's why they had to go to the state regulators to ask if they can have the rate hike. They want to raise the rate, in order to encourage policyholders to go buy plans with private companies who are not backed by the state, in order to reduce the state's liability. Right now, they have over 1 million customers, and they want to get it under 1 million by the end of the year.
And the NRA wants to overturn a Florida gun law. The National Rifle Association asked an appeals court on Wednesday to examine a law that bans anyone under 21 years old from buying rifles and other long guns. The law was passed 6 years ago after the deadly mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The state has until the end of the month to respond to the NRA's motion.
Oh, there's a sad story here. Charges against a mother accused in the deaths of her twin toddlers are expected to be upgraded. A woman's three-year-old twins were found unresponsive in a van on an I-95 north ramp. The children later died. She was charged with child neglect, and great bodily harm. But now they're upgrading it to murder charges, as the medical examiner has determined the twins' cause of death was a homicide.
My goodness. And a pedestrian is dead after being struck by a train in South Florida. The incident happened when a Brightline train struck the pedestrian and then dragged them northward to a neighboring city. The name of the victim has not yet been released.
Yeah, that's another horrible one. A man is facing charges after taking it upon himself to deal with an annoying gator. Brevard County's Robert Collin was arrested after a 9-foot gator was found tied to a fence. Sheriff's office says the 71-year-old lassoed the gator with a nylon rope and tied it to a handrail. Well, the gator having to be euthanized as a result. Collin claims the gator had been eating the turtles he feeds as therapy for his heart condition, and he called animal control, but nothing was ever done.
If you call animal control and they don't do anything, I understand why you want to take matters into your own hands, but geez.
Sounds... I don't blame you, especially if you're out there. I wouldn't want a gator hanging around.
Well, and that's the thing, especially if it's a gator. If it's like, for example, like some people don't like armadillos because like they dig holes in some places. It's like,
and they give you leprosy.
Yeah, well, yeah, allegedly, yeah, that too. But the thing is, it's like, I mean, a lot of people would look at that and not see it as a cause to like slaughter an armadillo. Well, man, if a gator's trying to eat your turtles, I mean, you can't slap it on the wrist.
I agree.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Secret Service continues to be questioned over the security failures that led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, with Acting Director Ronald Rowe holding a news conference today.
Now, Director Rowe insisted that the Secret Service was not aware there was a man on the roof until shots were fired. Critics, Brett, are asking how that's possible when a video shows someone clearly on the roof in the line of sight of spectators while the former president is speaking.
That's Fox's David Spunt reporting. Much of Florida is bracing for tropical weather this weekend. Fox Weather's Steve Bender has details.
Tampa, Sarasota, and so many spots along the Gulf Coast under a tropical storm watch. The rain starts early tomorrow for the southern peninsula and then works its way across Florida. The worst of it, though, anticipated on Sunday.
The National Hurricane Center predicts the storm could make landfall north of Tampa Bay on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The price of Trump Media stock closed trading up more than 7% hours after the company said it has started rolling out a TV streaming service that aims to air neglected content on Truth Social. Shares closed at $29.21 a share. That's a gain of more than 7.3%. A California judge is throwing out a $4.7 billion verdict against the NFL, claiming the Football League overcharged its subscribers to the Sunday Ticket game telecasts for a period of more than 10 years. Nearly half of uninsured Americans are being hit with surprise medical expenses in the past year, according to a Commonwealth Fund study. Nearly one in five reported being denied coverage for a doctor-recommended service. And on Wall Street, stocks closed significantly lower after fears of a recession were tuning up. The Dow fell more than 610 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We all know the USA's men's basketball team will go on to win gold. However, even with that feeling inevitable, I feel like all I'm seeing is Coach Steve Kerr getting dragged online for the NBA star players he couldn't find minutes for. I know it's a tremendous honor to represent your country at the Olympics, but if I was Steve Kerr, I'd much rather be on vacation with my toes buried in the sand and a beer in hand than coaching Team USA with all the inane criticism that comes with it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a ton going on here. We did have a traffic incident reported. This was going to be on Cervantes Street, right past the intersection with East Street. However, it doesn't appear to be causing any issues at this time. Also have some backups on Mobile Highway if you're coming from Blue Angel Parkway. However, those are not too severe at this time either. So outside of a couple spots here and there, there's not much holding you up at this time on the roads. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We do have 81 as our low tonight with a 20% chance of storms. Bleeding into tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to have thunderstorm chances that could get as high as 60%, and your high on both Saturday and Sunday is going to be 94 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, let's get to your top three stories here real quick, and then we'll get into sports. The Secret Service is providing an update on the internal investigation of the attempted assassination against former President Trump. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe called the incident a failure and promised accountability within the agency. And he told reporters today that Secret Service detail didn't know the shooter was on top of the building with a gun until he opened fire. Kamala Harris now has enough delegate votes to be the Democratic presidential nominee. There was a virtual roll call vote today, and she crossed the threshold of delegates needed. She'll formally accept the nomination next week. The Democratic National Committee's vote started Thursday morning, and Harris ran for the nomination unopposed. More than 397,000 acres have been burned in Northern California as the largest active wildfire in the U.S. rages on. It's called the Park Fire, and it is only 24% contained. Over 530 structures have been destroyed, and 6,700 are still being threatened. No deaths nor injuries have been reported. Thankfully, that's good news right there. All right, medals update for the Olympics right now. When it comes to gold medals, we're still four behind the leader, China. China has 13, France has 11, Australia has 11, and we in Great Britain have 9. But we have the most medals, 43 total, followed by France's 36, and then China's 31. Great Britain has 27. What else we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, some of the biggest headlines from the Olympics as of recently. U.S. men's soccer was eliminated into quarterfinals 4-0 against Morocco. But it's nonetheless the furthest that they've made it since the 2000 Sydney Olympics, so I guess not too bad. In swimming, Kate Douglas has her first career gold medal, coming out on top in the 200-meter breaststroke. Also, Katie Ledecky helped Team USA dominate the pool by capturing her 13th medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. That makes her the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history. And then in boxing, we had, of course, the infamous fight between Italian Angela Carini and Algerian Amani Halif. And there's claims about the latter being transgender, and that's why, you know, Carini, she was upset like 46 seconds into the fight. She bowed out because of, I guess, the physical mismatch. Well, anyway, Angela Carini, she is apologizing for the controversy that has come from that. So she's trying to get this behind everybody because the International Olympic Committee is asserting that Halif is a female, born female, registered female, lived life as a female, and has a female passport. So it looks like this is something that I'm sure will remain controversial on social media, but that everybody else involved is just trying to move on from.
Well, you remember yesterday, so the International Committee says, well, she's female, right. But it was the International Boxing Federation or Association that previously had banned the Algerian person because they said that they did a blood sample and found that they had XY chromosomes, which means you're male.
Right.
So once again, but see, the Olympics, as we've had many people texting before saying the Olympics is woke, they're a woke organization. Well, they're going to go by, you know, so in other words, they're not going to do blood tests at the Olympics. That doesn't matter to them. It's, oh, you had it on your birth certificate. You have it on. Well, you can change your birth certificate. There's a lot of countries that allow you to do that now. And so they're going by these arbitrary things. You want to really know if somebody's a male or female, blood test. And the Olympics won't do that.
Yeah. So, well, and that's the thing. If they won't do that, and they'll just go off of basically like what is essentially not much better than word of mouth, then yeah,
basically,
I mean, it's not a great look there. So that's the thing. I was telling Andrew McKay this morning. I kind of hope that Halif is transgender, because at least then she wouldn't be getting hate for no reason, right? I hope that she's not getting hate for something that she can't control.
Too, yeah.
So
that'd be worse.
Yeah, that would just really suck for her. In the NFL here, we had last night's Hall of Fame game, one worth forgetting, or at least, as I said earlier, at least Zeus thought so, because rain just ruined over a quarter's worth of the game. They called the game with over 3 minutes left in the third quarter, but the Bears were down 17-7 and had made a comeback to win 21-7, so that's pretty cool. Of course, Chicago QB Brett Ripien, I want to say Ripien, but I think
Rippin.
Ripien. It's Ripien? Really? All right.
His
son.
His dad won Super Bowl with...
The Redskins.
Washington Redskins. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was about to say, I know the
Mark
name.
Rippin,
but
Brett Rippin.
Yeah, Mark. That's his dad's name. Yeah. But that's the thing. I was like, I remember that name. I just don't remember how to pronounce it. Anyways, Brett threw 3 touchdowns on just 4 incompletions in the comeback win. And we also saw West Florida Argonaut, or former Argonaut, rather, Austin Reed. He threw a couple of passes as well. So, yeah, some good local representation there. And of course, one big thing we're talking about was the kickoff style. And we were talking about how it's like, okay, it's a bit faster paced. You're not getting out as far based on this game because it's like the returners and the kickers are the only ones that can move until the ball is caught. However, you were talking about the onside kick rules. There's a bit of a controversy with that.
Onside kick rule is now it's illegal to have an onside kick before the fourth quarter. And even in the fourth quarter or beyond, you have to inform the officials beforehand before you can actually do the onside kick. So I do not like that at all. I think it's horrible, and it bothers me. But, I mean, it's a new rule. And we've seen in the past where they'll come out with the rules, and then a short time later they go, okay, we changed our mind on that, you know. But hopefully they change this one back pretty soon because there's been games in the past where you start off a game with an onside kick, surprise a team, or try to get the ball. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, oh well, the other team's going to have good field position to start the game.
Right.
But that's up to you to try to, you know, make that determination. So I hope they change the rule back. I don't like that it's banned. It's literally illegal before the fourth quarter.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure it's going to get a lot of hate. I don't know if it'll be changed back, but it won't be because of people not trying. The NBA here, we have the second of three Kobe Bryant statues outside of Crypto.com Arena. It was unveiled today, but not just for anyone. It was a private ceremony, and it's not going to be open to the public just yet. But, of course, the statue features Bryant with his daughter Gianna, who both lost their lives in a helicopter crash back in 2020. And today's date was significant. 8-2-24. 8-24, numbers that Kobe Bryant wore. Number two, the number that his daughter wore. So, of course, very significant date there for this ceremony. And then lastly here, very quickly, in the MLB, just a bit of score updates for you here. As far as games that we already had today, there's only one that's concluded. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-3. However, we've got the Diamondbacks beating up on the Pirates 5-0. The Royals up on the Tigers 3-2. That game's on Apple TV+. We got the Brewers up on the Nationals 3-2. That's on Apple TV+ as well. Then it's going to be Blue Jays and Yankees tied at 0. That's in a rain delay. Orioles up on the Guardians 1-0 in the bottom of the second. That's two AL juggernauts right there. Giants and Reds tied at 0. And the Marlins in the bottom of the second up on the Braves 2-0. You can catch that game. Let's see. Well, I thought we could catch one on MLB Network. Where was it? Oh, okay. It's a later game. It's going to be Rockies and Padres on the MLB Network tonight. But before that, we got Rays and Astros. A bit of local representation there. And then just some other games that you may want to keep an eye on. Red Sox and Rangers on ESPN+, along with White Sox and Twins on the MLB Network.
Have you seen any of the games on the Apple TV Plus before?
No, I don't watch Apple TV Plus.
They're really good, actually. It's very interesting, their broadcast. I won't say style, but the broadcast they do on Apple TV Plus has been... been impressive. I've been impressed with it in the past. So,
well, I don't know how good the MLB's coverage is, but we've got several games on here for that. We've also got Phillies and Mariners. That's the other one. And then it's just Mets and Angels and Dodgers and Athletics. Oh, and 6:45. Right, wow, look at that. I was just about
6:45.
I was just about to give you the spotlight back, and look at that. I got something else to do here. Let's see. It doesn't look like there's much going on the roads, so luckily I won't be talking for much longer. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola, low of 81 with a 20% chance of thunderstorms tonight. And on both Saturday and Sunday, we've got current highs of 94 degrees, and we're going to have chances of thunderstorms getting as high as 60% potentially. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, let's get into some national stories here for you. A U.S. appeals court is blocking the Biden administration from reinstating net neutrality rules. The rules would prohibit internet service providers from slowing speeds or blocking content for certain users, and would also stop providers from blocking certain websites. So what they do is they go, hell, you know what? You're using a lot of bandwidth. We're going to slow you down. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said it was temporarily blocking the rules because broadband providers were likely to succeed in a legal challenge. Oral arguments on the issue will be scheduled for late October.
And the Harris campaign is continuing to close in on a VP nominee. Several potential picks, including Governors Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania and Andy Beshear of Kentucky, canceled scheduled events this weekend as Harris will meet with candidates. She is expected to announce her decision Tuesday evening when she kicks off a campaign tour through prominent swing states.
I just saw this text. We're talking about the transgenders in boxing, the USA needs to send a Michelle Tyson to the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Golly. Yeah, something tells me we'll be hearing some complaints then.
Yeah, that would be vicious.
You just thought it was bad now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right. Former President Trump's campaign pulled $139 million in July. It has $327 million on hand. But the Democratic rival for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris, raised $310 million. It's the biggest grassroots fundraising effort in presidential campaign history. Two-thirds of those who donated were first-time donors. That leaves the campaign with $377 million in the bank, which doesn't include what Harris took over from the Biden campaign after the president dropped out of the race. Now, the Trump campaign is asking the FEC to review the finances, arguing that the money transfer from the Biden campaign to the Harris campaign is a massive campaign finance violation. We shall see what happens with that.
And the Justice Department is suing TikTok over claims that the social media company violated children's privacy laws. The agency accused the app of allowing children under the age of 13 to create accounts and collect data on those children. It also says that TikTok failed to comply with parents' requests to delete accounts and info. If verified, TikTok would be violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act.
I love this next story here. National park admission is going to be free all day on Sunday. The U.S. Department of Interior is celebrating 4 years since the Great American Outdoors Act was signed into law. The Great American Outdoors Act provided $900 million annually in oil and gas revenues for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and then more than $9 billion over 5 years for national park maintenance. The National Park Service Director and those planning to visit a park should visit its website before heading out to see if any projects supported by the act could affect their visit.
And Hunter Biden will be sentenced in his Delaware federal gun case on November 13th. Back in June, he was found guilty on all three federal felony gun charges that he had faced. He faces up to 25 years in prison, and the charges were connected to when he bought a gun in 2018. Prosecutor said that he lied about his drug use on a federal background check form, so not a good rap sheet here. Hunter Biden is the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime during their time in office.
Yeah, the Hunter Biden stuff just won't go away. Just won't seem to go away. All right, last story here. The death of a Milwaukee man who was killed when he was pinned to the ground by security officers is being ruled a homicide now. Devontae Mitchell's autopsy report said he died from restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. The incident was captured partially on video, and employees at the hotel that this happened at have been fired since. Police said they referred 4 charges of felony murder in Mitchell's death. That gives your national headlines. We're going to get a quick break here. When we come back, we've got some lighter stories for you, as well as pop culture, and I'll show you my thoughts on the movie Harold and the Purple Crayon. That comes up next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Got some lighter stories here for you. Starting off with the box office. So on preview night last night, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Trap, is off to a decent start in the box office. It made $2.2 million from Thursday night previews. It's expected to make between $15 and $20 million. And this weekend's new movie is also Harold and the Purple Crayon. It brought in $725,000 from preview night. It's expected to be about $6 to $7 million. Deadpool and Wolverine is expected to run away with first place for the second week in a row. And it could make between $75 and $95 million in its second week. So I saw Harold and the Purple Crayon with my 14-year-old daughter. I thought it was a really cute movie. I thought it was fun. It was wholesome. It was just a fun concept for kids. My 14-year-old thought it was cringy. She just said it was cringe and cheesy. It's cringe and cheesy. It's for kids, but I still thought it was a good movie. Now I will say this: somebody was asking, how does it compare to some of the other kid movies that have come out this year? So I haven't seen actually Inside Out 2 yet, and I haven't seen Despicable Me 4 yet, but I had seen If, and If is better than this. It's not quite as, I'd say, for little kids. Like Harold and the Purple Crayon is for like little kids even, and If could be a little bit intimidating for little kids, but it's really good, you know, for kids, little kids, bigger kids. And my 14-year-old loved If. So just to give you a little comparison right there. Now, that's the movies. We got some news update as it pertains to a Netflix series. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, yeah, it's season two of the hit series Squid Game, finally now having a release date. The second season will drop on December 26th, with the third and final season releasing sometime in 2025. The first season of the show ranks as the most watched season of TV in Netflix's history, and it won 6 Emmys. And yeah, since we're just on the topic of, what to bring your kids to, I would not let them watch that. That's pretty...
That's not one?
No, that's pretty rough. It is 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour, for this evening, and for this week. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. May have some backups on 9 Mile Road here and there, particularly if you're traveling eastbound just passing Palafox Street. And we may have some as well. Let's see what roads is here. If you are traveling southbound on Navy Boulevard passing Highway 98, outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory, and it's going to be a low of 81 tonight with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. As we get into this weekend, the highs on both Saturday and Sunday are 94 degrees, with chances of thunderstorms getting as severe as 60%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, looking at some of the other stories that we have here. Tom Cruise is working on a stunt to close out the Paris Olympics and pass the flag onto Los Angeles for the 2028 Games. The plan for the closing ceremony will reportedly see Tom Cruise rappelling down from the top of the Stade de France with the Olympic flag. Then the TV broadcast will cut to what's previously recorded film showing Cruise flying with the flag from Paris to Los Angeles, where he will skydive down to the Hollywood sign. So we'll see how that'll be. Pretty fancy there.
You know, I'm not a big Olympics guy, and I know it only happens every like 4 years, so I could just be misremembering. I don't recall celebrities being this like big into the Olympics. Is that like a newer thing?
They're pretty big in the Olympics. You don't really have a handoff of the Olympic flag, though. That's kind of new.
Well, that's the thing, because some of the names that we're hearing, like I remember Andrew McKay was talking about it this morning with like Snoop Dogg's, like he's got a heavy presence right now, and people are like, he even said,
he
I'm
got
not crazy.
Hired by NBC last Summer Olympics to do commentary on the Summer Olympics, and he was so good at it, they hired him again.
Yeah, see, I know that
he and Kevin Hart.
I know that like Andrew wasn't crazy about him too much, but also they're doing like
it is great.
They're doing like coverage.
It's hilarious because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, they're doing. I think that may be part of the problem on Andrew's end if he doesn't quite know what he's talking about.
I think it's hilarious because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's like, look at these guys throwing this. this stick. What is that stick right there? Oh, man, it could stick somewhere with that stick. You got to be careful when you're throwing that thing around. It's hilarious.
Well,
it's called a javelin. And he's like, yeah, they got that javelin stick thing. And it's just hilarious to hear the way he talks.
I know that Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson are doing like some coverage of their own. I think it's them. Yep. And Flavor Flav has been doing
a
lot of stuff.
Not last year. 4 years ago, it was Kevin Hart and Snoop doing a thing together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been involved. They've been involved.
All right.
Celebrities have been involved in recent years, and it's getting more and more, though, because, like, I'd say 12, 15, 16 years ago, no, you didn't have them being involved that much.
Yeah. I mean, I figured it had to be a newer thing, especially with how immersive it's getting. And now, as you said, Tom Cruise with this whole pass the flag thing. What? I don't know. Just kind of weird. Anyway, keeping with celebrities and how their relevance is questionable, Cardi B is pregnant with her third child just one day after she filed for divorce from Offset. The rapper showed off her belly in a red dress, writing a long caption that said in part, quote, "With every ending comes a new beginning." Yes, very wholesome there. Cardi B and Offset have had a publicly tumultuous relationship since getting married in 2017, with Cardi first filing for divorce in 2020. People reports that Cardi B is seeking primary custody of their first two children. Wow. So revealing pregnancy just a day after filing for divorce is that's a bold move, I'd say.
Yeah, that's a very interesting one. So one of the stories here, real quick, that we've been having here is the heat advisory in our area.
Right.
Lifeguards have been having to treat people with heat. By the way, if you take an antidepressant, it can actually affect your sensitivity to the heat even more so. So if you're taking an antidepressant, you're going to the beach, do even more things to protect yourself from the heat. Drinking water, having umbrellas, things like that. All right, a little PSA right there for you. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, Austin, and I'm Bobby filling in. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.